This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. In the wake of last weekend's mass shootings, President Donald Trump said Friday the political climate in Washington is shifting toward more gun control measures. We get details from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
He's backed off past pledges to strengthen the nation's background check system, but now the president says it has to happen.
We need meaningful background checks so that sick people don't get guns.
And as he left the White House on vacation, said he has the clout to convince Republicans to go along. The president's also assuring the NRA its views will be heard and respected. CEO Wayne LaPierre this week rejected some gun control proposals under discussion. The president says they've talked.
I think in the end, Wayne and the NRA will either be there or maybe we'll be a little bit more neutral.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a related story, Walmart says it's removing violent game displays from its stores after last weekend's mass shootings. As AP correspondent Rita Foley reports, one of those massacres took place in a Walmart in Texas.
Walmart says it's doing this out of respect. It's removing from all of its stores signs, displays, or videos that show violence. An internal memo to employees instructs them to turn off or unplug video game consoles that show violent games. Make sure TV screens in the electronics department don't show violent episodes. And turn off hunting season videos in the sporting goods department. Walmart says what has not changed is its policy on video games that show violence, nor has its policy on gun sales changed. I'm Rita Foley.
A down day on Wall Street with the Dow, the S&P, and the Nasdaq all in negative territory. This is VOA News. Demonstrators crowded the arrivals hall at Hong Kong Airport.